The teacher, Jesus. The one and only master and teacher. Didaskalos, a teacher, an instructor acknowledged for their mastery in their field of learning, in scripture, a Bible teacher, competent in theology. Didaskalos designates one who instructs with authority in matters of faith, morals, and scripture. In first century Judea it corresponded to the Hebrew rabbi, yet the New Testament expands the idea beyond rabbinic circles to embrace the unique authority of Jesus Christ and the Spirit-gifted role of teachers in the church. The student, the disciples. Peter, Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot. With Matthias later replacing Judas after his betrayal. Any and all Christians are by definition disciples, students, of Jesus. Mathetes, from math, the mental effort needed to think something through, properly, a learner, a disciple, a follower of Christ who learns the doctrines of Scripture and the lifestyle they require, someone catechized with proper instruction from the Bible with its necessary follow-through, life applications. A learner who binds himself to a teacher in order to embrace that teacher's worldview and way of life. In the New Testament the noun describes, 1. The inner circle of the 12, 2. The wider company that followed Jesus during his earthly ministry, and, 3. The ever-expanding community of believers after Pentecost. In every case the term is relational and transformational, to be a disciple is to belong to Jesus and to be changed by him. Jesus began his earthly ministry calling disciples and teaching them about the kingdom of God and how to be like him. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." His words were telling them, and all who would follow later, "You are to get close to me as to look over my shoulder, watching and listening so you will learn to do as I have done and you will become closely associated with me and be recognized as having been with me, and you will be persecuted, reviled, and have all manner of evil said about you. You will suffer many trials and tribulations because of me, and the meek and poor in spirit among you will be blessed and shall inherit the kingdom of heaven, and the works that I do, you will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father." See Matthew 4:19, Matthew 5:1-11 and Matthew 14:12. The works refer to the miracles and acts of compassion that Jesus performed during his ministry. These works were signs pointing to his divine authority and mission. Believers are called to continue these works, empowered by the Holy Spirit, as seen in the early church's Acts in the book of Acts. This continuation of Jesus' work serves as a testimony to his ongoing presence and power in the world. The greater things suggest that the scope and impact of the believer's works will surpass those of Jesus' earthly ministry. This is not necessarily just in terms of miraculous power but in the extent and reach of the gospel. After Jesus' ascension, the disciples, empowered by the Holy Spirit, spread the gospel beyond the geographical confines of Israel, fulfilling the Great Commission. Bible.hub.com. It is interesting, if not telling, that Jesus, at times, had to rein in his disciples saying such things as, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he may become like his teacher, and the slave like his master." They needed reminding that they were to be associated with Jesus, not to replace him with new methods, their own ideas or their own message. The apostles and the church that followed accomplished much. But reading the New Testament, one can see that even the apostles fell short of what Jesus appointed them to accomplish, which should be no surprise. There is only one teacher. So, the Gospels chronicle the struggles, losses and accomplishments of the apostles, and finally their martyrdom and the establishment of the Jesus Church. But, one takeaway from the writings of the New Testament is that the apostles Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, James, Peter and the disciples Jude and Timothy reported what happened during Jesus' time on earth and went on to chronicle the history and development of the church. They explained what Jesus had taught them, but none of them could teach like Jesus. They just could not. I like to say that Jesus said the words, "Show the wonders and sent the workers." In other words, he taught by speaking. He taught by showing his words in action through miraculous works and then he sent his disciples to do likewise. And in all of this, Jesus led by example, something pastors have abandoned in our day. At one point Jesus is teaching that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink and that anyone who eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life. This disturbed many who were following him, so they left him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "You do not want to leave also, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, To whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. His word is a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to the unbelieving, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Gentiles, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Only Jesus possesses, the words of eternal life. His words are creative, causative, instructional and prophetic. Only Jesus could say the words, show the wonders in order to effectively send the workers, and those he had chosen and sent went out and turned the world upside down. So, to the rest of us, the Ecclesia, the body of Christ, Church, read all the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. But pay particular attention to the words of Jesus. They are the power of God and the wisdom of God, they are the bread of life, the words of eternal life. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Please follow along by subscribing or bookmarking this page. This will be a series on the teacher, and what it can mean for you to follow him.